Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Thank you for calling in to the Dr. Cupertino Show. We have lots of listeners out there, and you know why. We're going to be talking about herbal sex remedies and their claims. Sex. People are just being killed and murdered. They're maimed and have had good marriages go bad, all in the name of sex. But what about those who cannot get it up, so to speak, or who have used herbal supplements to obtain the victory? Join us right now on the Dr. Cupertino Show. I'm Dr. Cop, Marcia, as we talk about some of these claims, what they've done, what they have not done, and of course, if you're using them, we want to know what you've used that worked. Again, this is the Dr. Cupertino Show, and I welcome you. We have several callers aboard. I'm going to speak now with caller number one. What is your name, ma'am? Hello, caller.
Hi, Gloria Young.
Gloria Young. Hi there, Gloria Young. We're just happy you called in. We have my co-host on the show, Keith. Say hello. Put out a shout for Los Angeles.
Hello. How are you doing, Gloria?
I'm blessing you, Keith.
All right. Hello to all the listeners out there.
Yes.
Dr. Cupertino.
I'm doing just fine. You know what? I haven't taken any of those herbal sex remedies, so I think I'm going to learn from all you listeners out there from L.A. to New York. But we have Gloria Young on the line. She's our first caller. Gloria, have you used any type of holistic-based or herbal-based sex stimulant products? Have you or your husband or your significant other used any OTC or over-the-counter products to sort of help you along the way in the area of lovemaking?
Yes, we have, but it haven't worked anything. That's why I was calling you to find out if there's anything that you can tell us about for an older man to keep him active in sex.
We most certainly can. There's a product on the market right now by the name of Yohimbe. Now, Yohimbe is an African herb that has been compounded in the United States based on people ordering that so-called Yohimbe from the European countries, South Africa, North Africa, and they're saying the African men are really enjoying themselves, so much so that there's a line wrapped around three city blocks to get what they call is the African man's love potion. And it's not very costly. Here in the United States, you can buy that for about $25 for a month's supply. But now, Gloria, people are not recommending that you actually use this stimulant every night. This is something that a person should use once or twice a week, and not something that they would want to depend on. Now, that's one stimulant. Keith Johnson, you're on the line. Is there any other stimulant that you've heard of that you can help our listeners as well as Gloria?
Well, actually, I want to ask your opinion. I have actually tried one stimulant, and when I received it, the instructions were in Chinese.
Chinese. Well, of course, because you know what? The Chinese have got an open market on that, because once any kind of herbal or holistic product goes to China, Hong Kong, or Japan to be formulated, they pay those people pennies an hour, whereas if they were here in the U.S., we'd have to be paying a minimum wage plus. So if it's in that kind of a language, look out. Get a translator or just take two pills if you need them. That's all I can say on that. But I'm also going to add that this. A lot of people are saying that when a man cannot have a full erection, not to turn to holistic-based products, but to look into his overall health, which means if there's a circulation problem in the body, chances are the blood is not going to circulate properly to the penis. And that's going to be a major problem in having a man get an erection and being able to actually maintain that. Now, also, there's some food products that are very good. Some people are claiming that you can eat coconut two or three times a week. Yes, that's what I said, raw coconut that you would put on a cake or pie, and that really would help a man maintain an erection. Also, thirdly, now, you guys are going to have to quote me on this. They're saying if a person eats monkey meat, they say in Africa and some of those countries, they are eating monkey meat to actually stay afloat. But I don't recommend that. I recommend a person watching their diet, I don't care how old they are, there's reports of men in their 80s fathering children. But these men are men that are relatively healthy. They got a good sperm count. Their circulation is good. So in my practice on a day-to-day basis, I tell people just get out and get a little exercise. Exercise helps the blood to continue to circulate freely in the body, and if it's going that way in the body, then there's a pretty good chance that it's going to also affect the penis. And I know for a fact that many men have called me to say that all they did was just change their diet and of course, the walking. But Keith, come on in and give us a word on that. Have you heard anything about just exercising and the erection is okay?
Well, actually, I have a question on the topic you're talking about. Now,
sure.
If a male does not have that dysfunction, what are some of the harms that he can cause to himself by taking these over-the-counter pills?
That's a very good question. He can cause himself more damage than good because basically when I get people in the clinic talking about sexual problems and issues and not having a good erection, not being able to maintain it, the sperm count is low or they can't ejaculate at all, I normally tell them not to run and buy something over the counter because, you know, you have to look in the body a little bit deeper. Some of these problems in the bedroom really are metabolically stemming from illness in the body that might have been diagnosed or might not. There could be something going on in the body such as cancer, sugar, diabetes. They could have a heart disease issue. Even gallbladder issues can help a man not really be all that he can be in the bedroom. So I recommend a good blood test, number one. And you might say, well, what am I going to look for on a blood test? If a man goes in for a blood test, I tell him the first thing to ask his doctor about is his liver function, his kidney function, because if a man has a kidney problem, 90% of the time he also has a prostate issue. And if you have that bladder pressing against that prostate gland, look out, you're not going to be able to have an erection. So if you're running to a drugstore like CVS, GNC, Save-On, Rite Aid, looking for some kind of sexual stimulant, you can really be overstimulating your kidneys. You can be overworking your liver, your gallbladder. You could be overworking the prostate gland and not even know it. So you have to know, number one, what your blood tests show. Your blood test will tell you what products you can have and not have in the body when it comes to stimulating the body, especially the heart. And then it will also alert you to any allergens, allergies, or any kind of other problems that might be working against you in the bedroom from a blood standpoint. So you have to be very, very careful. So I don't give out any products. I don't give out anything until I make sure these people are sent for nutritional blood lab tests and then other tests that we perform there in the clinic. I want to look at their urine. I want to look at their creatinine count. I want to make sure their body is not over acidic because if their body is filled with acid, that acid definitely is going to stop them from having a good erection. That's why many men overseas, especially over in the European countries, and I hate to keep going there, you know, the French
right.
men are supposed to be these great, great lovers, but they do not eat foods, drink soda pop, a lot of beer that puts acid in the body. Because here, a lot of Mexican men now who are supposed to be very virile, they're complaining now of sex problems in the bedroom, and their women do not go for that. But, you know, I still have Gloria Young on the line. Gloria, have you or your husband heard of any over-the-counter products that people are using out here in Los Angeles that might be helping men?
No, we haven't, but he went to the VA, and they gave him it was something that you, shot that you inject yourself on your penis.
In the penis, right.
And it's supposed to stimulate you. But we've had a problem with that.
Well, those are very good, but when you start talking about a shot in the penis, we still have to remember that the penis is a muscle. So probably
right.
what they're giving him is anastrozole, which temporarily will cause the penis to rise and remain firm for a given amount of time. But after that, we don't really know, and they don't really know, and the FDA really don't know what the side effects might be later on down the road. Some men have taken products, not so much as having an injection in the penis, but they've taken things by mouth, even things, you know, erected there in their anal rectal area in the name of a good sexual relationship, and nothing really has come out of that.
Nothing has really happened with that either, because once he injects that serum into him, it don't do any good. And I was trying to think, is there anything else that we could use?
Yes, well, once again, that Yohimbe is good, and then I have a product that sells for, and it's on sale now at the clinic for $29.95, and it's called Macho Man. Now, the Macho Man, you know, you've heard that acronym with lyrics on songs and on other packages of products, but the Macho Man contains all natural products, meaning it contains natural phytochemicals, phytonutraceuticals. It contains all plant-based, non-steroidal compounds that will not only help a man maintain an erection, but it will also help his whole body to become stimulated by making sure the circulation is running properly through the body and making sure if he has any arterial plaque in the venous ports that the circulation is able to circulate freely in the body. And then if it's circulating freely in the body, it's certainly going to circulate in the penis area, which is a muscle, and cause a rising. And then you don't have to worry about side effects, and you don't have to worry about something being an addiction later on, and you don't have to worry about these type of natural-based, plant-based products colluding or contraindicating with any medication. And I'm pretty sure if he's an elderly man, he's on some form of allopathic, meaning pharmacological medicine. He's on some kind of a product. And another thing, while we're on this, anyone taking high blood pressure medicine, whether they're man or woman, they're going to have sexual dysfunction. So I tell people, based on the lab report that will show that their blood pressure is up or the blood pressure is low, your circulation is not going to circulate properly through your body if the blood pressure is high. So that blood pressure problem needs to be addressed when we start talking about, oh, I just need a herbal remedy. I'm going to take it. I'm going to be okay. No, you're not going to be okay. High blood pressure is going to stop you from being okay. And, of course, circulation problems, too, are going to be at the end result of a bad nightmare for you.
Yes. He has high blood pressure, and he's lazy. He don't do any exercise. He don't do any walking. No, nothing.
Well, Gloria, I have found it very difficult to get men to do any kind of exercise. I don't know what it is.
Well, mine is lazy. Hello?
Gloria, okay, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes, good. I was saying men are not really prone to exercise, so rather than beat them over the head about that, The main thing you can do, if they don't walk, then let them lay around chewing up, but you've got to let them know that the longer you lay around, you're not circulating your blood, the more problems you're going to have, and then you're going to have some problems out of me if you have that kind of problem. So maybe you can, you know, sort of put the fear of God in him. I don't know, but see, now here's another thing that I have found in my clinical work. If a woman properly grooms the man as far as things that he might need to know about the penile function, things that he might not be aware of, his self-esteem and encouragement, these are things that go a long way, too, to helping a man even avoid a herbal remedy. But I don't want to put the show down because people have called in and they're listening right now as we're talking to find out what they can actually take. But, again, I'm taking this from a metabolic standpoint. Get your body up and running properly, and guess what? That penis is going to get up and running. It's going to do its job. But if the body is lagging behind, full of sickness and undiagnosed illness, you're going to have an issue there. And I find that, again, rather than saying take this remedy, take this pill, I find that if a man takes care of his health, then his self-esteem is going to be at a high level. And once a male has a high self-esteem, those problems tend to fade away into the background or they disappear. But we don't want to say take the Yohimbe. We don't want to say take Macho Man. We don't want to say there's also oats. Someone has said that eating a cup of oatmeal every morning, the oat has some kind of a, not an aphrodisiac, experience, but it has some kind of experience in getting the penis stronger and having an injection. Now, I would not even think to tell anyone, yeah, take, you know, eat some oatmeal, you're going to be okay, because there's about 25 different types of oats out there, so how would you know? So I would not really say that.
And they say avocados too. Eat oatmeal and avocados, everything that anybody suggests, but none of these are helping.
Nothing will work. Well, you know what, Gloria, that sounds like the high blood pressure pills or whatever he's on for that might have to be looked at, because they also cause people to lose hair. And when you start losing your hair on your head, you're going to start losing it there in the pubic area, which means directly the penis is going to have some issues there. So I would first of all look at the blood test. Talk with the doctor. You can call the clinic at the 424-634-9615. I'm going to say it again for our listeners, 424-634-9615. We're located in the South Bay area in California, and we do mail order. But I would first, again, see what's going on with the blood test, and then I would recommend not jumping the bandwagon, so to speak, taking some kind of generic or synthetic a prescription pill for it. I would say either fax or email to the clinic, All American Herbal and Holistic Healthcare Clinic, and let us take a look at that, and then we could better recommend something for you. Because even if I sit here and say, okay, Yohimbe is good, Yohimbe is a bark. There's four blood types floating around in the universe, as well as Rh. So that Yohimbe, while it might work good for A blood type man, O blood type man, it might not work that well for the B and for the AB that cannot take any strong teas, coffees, drinks. So quite naturally, that you might want to look at blood tests first before you actually recommend it. Now, once again, Macho Man has several plant-based products, which is the spirulina. It has the barley wheat mixed in. It also has the wheatgrass. It has chlorella. It has digestive enzymes, because if a man stays constipated all the time, he's not going to have a healthy erection. If
and
a man
he has that problem all the time, constipation.
Well, then that's the reason why. And I can tell you right now, Gloria, he's probably not eating a lot of leafy greens. A lot of my patients, once they come in with this problem, I put them on a salad at 12 noon and a salad before dinner at 5. I tell them, I don't care what you eat. I just don't care if you're not a vegetarian, no problem. But 12 noon, high noon, have your salad with a couple of ounces of protein, like a chicken breast or leg, thigh, maybe some kind of turkey breast meat. Have some protein with that salad at high noon, 12 noon, and then at 5. And then after 7 o'clock, I don't recommend eating anything at all, because studies have shown the best time for sex is between 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. So if you have a man that already has an issue, then quite naturally, guess what's going to happen?
What?
It's going to, hey, you are going to know that your man is a full macho man.
Hey, okay.
Yes, all right. But if he eats junk all day long, he's going to give you a junky experience. Now, I'm talking from experience, too. I've been married and around the block several times, so I'm not talking on something that someone has sent me in a form of a paper or some kind of a brochure. What I'm talking about definitely is what I know concerning men and their issues. And then, you know, I've been a practitioner now for 15 years, and half of the problems that come in stem from sex. Now, we have a gentleman here, Keith. Now, I want Keith to kind of give us a backdrop on perhaps his sexual experience.
Well, being younger, you know, I never had problems with sex, you know.
Oh, how do we know?
I don't
have any proof of that.
but
the listeners don't have any proof of that.
But I was curious, you know, just like, I guess, a lot of young men out there, you know, you hear about these new things on, you know, the market that, you know, make you last longer and you don't have to do too much work, you know, because contrary to a lot of what females think, it is a lot of work, you know, maintaining an erection.
I didn't think it was. I know something new, Gloria. How about you?
Yes, something new.
No, it is a lot of work maintaining erection. It takes a toll on you physically.
You have to, well, now listen, now, if you got to think a lot, well, I know it's a lot of work, not because there's nobody out there making. Y'all ain't thinking about nothing. Hey.
But, Dr. Capitino, I do have one question about one product, not to take a step backwards, but
sure.
I heard about this product over the years, you know, all my life, you know, being a young man, a teenager, but I never tried it, and I actually just remembered about it. It's called Spanish Fly. Have you ever heard of that? What is that?
Yes, I sure heard. Now, that is a form of a tonic. Now, the Gloria, have you heard of it?
Yes, that's a, like a spa powder that you put on your penis.
Well, rather than Dr. Copertina talk about that, you're one of the call-ins. Why don't you give us some background information on Spanish Fly?
I don't
even think they sell that stuff anymore.
No, they don't think it anymore, but when I was younger, I heard of it. Because it was boys that was raping girls, and they said, oh, he had some Spanish Fly to make him.
Well, we're going
to
get a lot of callers in on this,
yes,
okay?
To make them stand up tall and be a straight soldier. With that.
Oh, Keith, now is that true? Now, Gloria just said it's going to stand tall. I mean, well, tell me about that.
Well, I never tried that, so I want to ask Gloria, how was it applied? Was it applied physically,
it like
or did you digest it?
Like a powder that you sprinkle on the head of your penis.
Wow.
And that little hole.
Hey!
And that little hole there. This is what I was going to school. That's what the boys were doing then. And so I'm a lot older, way older than you. So, this was something years ago.
Keith is shaking his head. He's scared. I think he's scared. Keith, are you fighting? Because he said, that sounds dangerous. Now, you know what I'm thinking? You sprinkle that powder on the head of that penis, and then when you go in to the female, I mean, my God, I mean, what do you think might happen? Would it swell up?
You actually put it in that little hole right there at the tip of it. And it keeps you kind of, really hard.
Now you're giving me some ideas.
That was able to, that's like the boys would say they pull a train on a girl. That would be a lot of girls, not just one girl. That would be maybe five or six girls they could pull a train on through Spanish Fly.
That sounds like somebody I know. Yeah, Darby used to brag and boast on that. I'm saying because Gloria, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. Well, Gloria, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to take some more callers right now.
Okay.
Love you, dearly. Hey, I'm going to tell you about that Spanish Fly when I hear from you next week, if not before. Gloria Young, are you calling from Los Angeles?
Yes, I am.
I see that. Gloria Young from Los Angeles. Gloria, would you have a word for our listeners, or is there anything you would like us to know about you?
No, nothing. I'm 75 and full of fun.
I see that, and I guess you got a man that's going to be full of fun, too. Okay, Gloria, I'll get you a sample out of Macho Man.
Okay.
Good night. Thank you, Gloria.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, did I disconnect it? Keith. Okay, let's take a 5-minute break. We're gonna take a 5-minute break here. Okay, we got Gloria off. 5-minute break. Okay. I hope you enjoyed that music. I tell you, I don't know what I would do without Mr. Keith Johnson. Hey, now, listen, what we're going to do right now is wrap up the show. We have just a few minutes. Now, I want to speak on this with Mr. Keith. Who should take herbal remedies? Now, Keith said that there were some things that he wanted to question. And we didn't talk about an age range then. He was referring to himself as being a young man. Gloria Young, one of our callers, was referring to herself and husband as being both 75 years old. Now, in my professional opinion, what's not good for the goose is not good for the gander. So if anyone is willing to experiment with any over-the-counter products, make sure you read on the back of those products all the side effect information. Make sure you know what you're taking and what for. Some products that are sold over-the-counter for sexual issues and for sexual dysfunction really are more far-reaching than that. They affect your circulation. We talked about that. They affect the longevity of even organs in the body, such as the liver and the kidneys, even that prostate gland. So you want to make sure that you've went to a competent medical doctor to get an assessment along with blood tests, even a physical examination, so that you can rule out any problems that you have before you try to save money going over the counter. Keith, is there any other information you might want to leave our listeners with?
Well, Dr. Copertino, I hear everything you're saying about, you know, checking up and going to a physician.
Right.
But with the young kids these days, especially the males, when I was growing up, when you get that phone call and she's ready, you're not going to have time.
Oh, wow. I'm scared of you now. I'm scared of you.
But I urge all the guys out there, please, please read. That's all you have to do. Take 5 minutes to read up on these products because there's so many things out there now, and then it's more like a fad. You know, so many these developers know that basically – everyone's running to the store now and buying everything over the counter. So you never know what's in whatever you're taking.
And well, you sure don't. And I'm so glad Keith Johnson shared this time. We have 30 seconds to go. Please tune in next Wednesday at 8 p.m. We're going to be talking about cancer. You know, everybody's scared of cancer. We got 60 seconds now to go minus our 30. But tune in next Wednesday, 8 p.m. We're going to be talking about cancer. Mr. Keith Johnson is going to be talking about cancer affecting young people. You know, he said he's a young man, but young people get cancer. So tune in to the Dr. Copertino Show on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for your time. And remember, if it's not broke, don't try and fix it. Okay, next week to the Dr. Copertino Show. Thank you for calling in and listening. Okay.